It's coming.
Dig'em.
And it tastes so sweet.
You'll hop when you eat.
Yep.
Hold on to your tummy. We got something good.
Hey, did you know?
If I had my way, I'd start every day
with my hauntingly delicious cereal.
It's so good. I could wrinkle every time I eat it.
Hello and welcome to Serial Killer, the podcast where we pair breakfast cereal with true crime, murders, and all kinds of macabre things. Because that's what you do in the morning. I am your host, Anastasia Washington, and with me is my co-host and partner in crime, Maria Spernolosi. Hello!
Hello! Hello!
Hello, hello, hello. Today we are talking about call it off murders. These are murders
yes.
Should have just broken up, but instead they chose murder, which is not the option you should choose, people.
Yeah.
It's not the option that is for you. So the cereal I have today, I'm gonna try to justify this.
Yes.
So
yes.
Okay, all right. I am going to be eating apple pie toast crunch, which is a kind of cinnamon toast crunch, but it's a limited edition. And why I chose this is, what's more American than breaking up an apple pie? I don't know. I'm so
That was really bad.
I know.
It's fine. I am out here making the worst murders. Connections.
This should have been for patriotic murders.
Oh yeah, it should have.
It smells good. The texture of it's a little different. It almost looks like, what were the ones that were like ribbed for your pleasure? Just kidding. Do you remember the ones that are like Teddy Grahams or something?
Honey Grahams.
Is it Honey Grahams?
Honey Grahams. Yeah.
That
honey
are like ribbed. That's
ribbed. I love Honey Grahams. Oh man. Very interesting.
Interesting. I don't know.
I don't know.
It's very fake apple. And like the cinnamon level went like super high. Which cinnamon toast crunch is like, I love it.
Yeah.
But I'm not a huge cinnamon fan, which is really funny because most of the cereals I like
have cinnamon. Yeah.
But I don't love cinnamon. It's really fake apple. Like really like Jolly Rancher apple. All right, I'm gonna put knife on the table for this one. It might even be down. Let me try this, torture myself one more time.
Okay,
I'm gonna say knife down.
Knife down, not okay.
Knife. I'm not into it. But let's do it with some milk and give it a little bit more chance. And it's so weird because most of the cinnamon crunch limited editions, like we've done the sugar cookie, we've done churro, they've been really good. This is not good. Let me try it with milk. I mean, it's just uncomfortably bad.
No, you just hate cinnamon.
More than the cinnamon that's bothering me about this cereal is the apple, fake apple taste.
Oh, I can see that.
It's not good. I'm so sorry.
It's just unpleasant.
It's very unpleasant, and I'm definitely putting a knife down for that one. I'm sorry, Cinnamon Toast Crunch. I've been on your
jack. About,
but not. That sounds like something I'm giving away to somebody. Okay, cool. Well, let's talk murder.
Okay.
Let's get into murder.
What do we got?
Yeah. Okay. All right. Here we go. This is an interesting subject, like call it off murders, right? So
Yeah.
We're a bit over all over the place with these because they're kind of like basically killing your fiance instead of getting married.
Yeah, instead of just getting divorced or just like or calling it off. Not getting married.
So there's a variety of like weird time spans, you know.
I got you.
So Glenn McSparren was taking a shortcut from his mother's house in Monroe County, Missouri in April 2018 when he saw a car pulled on the side of the road. He pulled over and saw someone laying in the road as he got closer. And the cinnamon apple was just really cool.
Just in the back of your throat.
It's just not great. He discovered, it's not great, just like the next thing that I'm about to say. He discovered the body of 35-year-old Molly Watson, and she had been shot in the back of the head at close range. He called 911 and told, you know, the police that she was already dead and that she was obviously gone. The police launched an investigation and they ruled out robbery because she still was wearing her engagement ring.
Oh, interesting.
She also had a marriage license in the car to 51-year-old James Addy. They were supposed to get married 2 days from the date she was found.
Oh, shit.
Yep. It was going to be Watson's second marriage. So her first marriage ended up in divorce. During the breakup, she became pregnant and she became romantically involved with a former childhood friend, Amber Brady. Their relationship continued for 5 years.
Wow. And
then when they were living together, she got a new job at the correctional center in Moberly, Missouri, where she met Addy, who was working as a corrections officer as well. Her girlfriend at the time caught the two of them at a motel together. And there was another altercation at a gas station. Then they broke up because obviously. So after dating 7 years, Addy proposed to Molly and they started planning their wedding. And it was supposed to be a Disney-themed wedding.
Oh, goodness. Okay.
I know.
Disney adult.
Beauty and the Beast-themed.
That's a lot, but all right. Great.
Right. And he apparently didn't give good vibes off to her family members. Apparently, he didn't like to make eye contact, and he just... They were thrilled about the wedding.
Yeah.
Some of the family and friends even were like, we're not going to come to this wedding because we don't
like this dude.
But 2 days before Watson was killed, she and him applied for a marriage license, and Addy seemed like pretty like upset by some of the questions that were asked about the license.
Interesting. Okay.
In the license. Like including like the recorder of deeds was saying that like he was asking him like, have you been married before and how did it end? And he was like, why do you need to know that? stuff like that. It was later told that Addy claimed he and his wife Melanie Addy had divorced and that she had been in a car accident and later died after being removed from life support. But it just, there was just stuff that just didn't seem right about some of the stuff.
About what was.
And so eventually people said that he also killed Molly Watson. They discovered that Addy was, they discovered that something wasn't right and that he had killed her and he was convicted of first-degree murder and armed criminal action for Watson. He was sentenced to life imprisonment without parole plus 10 years. But he remains, says he is innocent, and he's working to appeal it right now.
All right.
Yeah. But here is the kicker, the thing about his ex-wife, which is interesting. Yes. He told everyone she died in a car accident. She did not. She is very much alive and was not in a car accident.
Oh, no. Oh, goodness.
And she showed up at the door the night of the murder. She discovered her husband of 23 years had been in a 7-year relationship with Molly Watson and was engaged to marry her.
Oh,
and she testified against her ex-husband at trial. And she says, she told 2020 that she believes he's capable of murder, and that he was a pretty selfish person. He could be controlling, intimidating. It could be challenging. It just seemed like something he would do to fix a problem. So a liar, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that is
unfortunate.
2 days before his wedding. And so now we travel along to Roanoke, which I always think is funny whenever Roanoke comes up, because I just think Roanoke is a mystery. And so when things happen there, I just go, oh my God, Roanoke. It doesn't really even matter if anything's like that.
If it's actually,
anyway, I'm just like, it's happened in Roanoke. So D'Angelo Bonds, 22 years old, was sentenced to 50 years in prison in connection to the death of his fiance, 18-year-old Adriana Keffer. So he was arrested in connection to, we already said that. They shared a home in Roanoke, the officers were received reports of suspicious circumstances at an apartment in which the two of them shared. And when the officers arrived at the scene, they found a pool of blood outside the apartment door, ammo casings, and blood on the floor and walls. And then after they arrested him, they learned that he had disposed of the body in the Roanoke River.
Yuck.
Yeah. No information about why. But I will just say no.
just a flat no all
just
around
a general
here. Just a no.
No. The next one's a little bit they're all weird. I mean, like,
none of them are like not weird. They're all
right. This is strange because like I will have to post, this picture. So this Missouri woman killed her boyfriend with a sword on Christmas Eve.
Amazing.
Yeah, she killed him. The police responded to a disturbance call and found Brittany Wilson outside of her home that she shared with her boyfriend with blood on her clothing and a sword lying in her front yard. They found Wilson's boyfriend, Harrison Stephen Foster, 34, deceased in the couple's bedroom with several stab wounds. Wilson told the authorities that she and Foster had taken meth and amphetamine earlier in the day, and she believed Foster had several other entities living inside his body, adding she was trying to set them free by stabbing him.
Meth's a hell of a drug, dude.
Yeah, it's not good. She also claimed that she was harvesting body parts for individuals as well. She was obviously charged with first degree murder and armed criminal action. And was taken into custody. Her bond was set at $2 million. But if you look up this murder, you will see the happiest of
just like the most excited mugshot.
That's what I'm saying. Mugshot picture ever in the history of the world. She is smiling so big, and it's disturbing.
That's so awkward. So uncomfortable.
Yeah, it's very awkward. It's not good. None of this is good.
None of this is. This is all. None bad. Of
this is
good.
This is all bad. Just like the cereal I had. So this isn't really a murder to break up, but I just thought this was so strange that I just had, like, I don't know where to plug this. I just need to. So recently, a musical was greenlit called A Wicked Soul in Cherry Hill, and it tells the story of Rabbi Fred Newlander, who was convicted of killing his wife in 2001. This is going to be a musical.
Amazing.
Yeah. He was a Philadelphia area rabbi who murdered his wife in 1994. He is believed at the time to be the first rabbi tried in the United States for murder, and was convicted of in 2001 and is serving a 30-year sentence.
Wow.
So it's going to be at the Geffen Playhouse, and they describe it as written with humor and chutzpah by Matt Schwartz. When asked about, you know, like, Schwartz was, as the playwright said, it was his job as an artist to ask questions. And he says the rabbi was telling people how to be a person, how to be a Jew, how to turn, and he turned out to be evil. How do we reckon with that? And so this sounds like a very interesting play, musical play.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so some people are not very happy that this play is happening. I definitely will be seeing it.
I would see that, yeah. I would totally see that. What the heck?
I will definitely be seeing it. And I guess the Geffen Playhouse will be having that soon, since they just made the announcement in February. Again, not really a breakup murder, but maybe. Call it all off with his wife.
Yeah, exactly. Someone called it off for sure.
Right.
For permanence.
Permanent calling off. Those are call it off murders. I was all over the place with these, from swords to rabbis killing in musicals. My mind apparently is all over the place. I will say knife down for breaking up through murder.
Yes, agreed.
Knife up for always taking a good photo, no matter what's going on with your life. But also knife down for murdering people and taking meth.
Knife down for taking meth in general. Don't do meth, kids.
Don't do
horrible
meth
for you in so many ways.
Yeah, I mean, maybe try cereal instead. I'm just throwing out some options for you, like, that are a little bit better.
I'm just more, saying.
I'm just saying, have you tried cereal?
Have you?
It's pretty good.
Recently? It's very delicious.
It's very delicious.
There's no meth involved.
There's no meth. And there's no need for meth. So there you go. And what else? What else? Knife down for the cereal. I'm sorry.
Yeah, knife down for the cereal.
I'm so sorry. I feel like I need to apologize to Cinnamon Toast Crunch because I've been so loyal, and now I'm like, I hate you. But only because of this cereal. Like, everything else I've really enjoyed. I'm so sorry. This was so bad. You can follow us at Pod Serial Killer on all social media. You should check out our Patreon, which of course we have all of our shit together on Patreon by this time. Hopefully, maybe not. Yes. I don't know. Let's just say yes. And we've got a Twitch show totally by this point. So check out our Twitch. You can follow me at Anastasia W on Twitter, at Anastasia Wash on Instagram, Anastasia TV on YouTube. And where can people find you, Maria?
They can find me at Maria Longname on the Twitter. And
And thanks for listening. Be sure to subscribe and follow and rate us, not as people, just as a podcast.
Just as a podcast, please. Yes, thank you. Thank you.
And I just wanted you to know that the rating system is broken, so you can only do 5 stars. That's the only thing that registers. The lies I tell. Oh, no. Stay safe, everyone.
And don't be a dick.
Bye, guys.
Bye.